I want to talk about what we're seeing all around us, and it is absolutely increasing, and it only indicates that we are at the door, if you will, or should I say the Lord Jesus is at the door, and he's getting ready to return, and so many are caught up in their color. Jesus said that would be the case. Notice for nation, that means ethnic group. The Greek word for nation here is ethnos. That's where we get the English word ethnic group. And this is a warning out of the love of God. And that's why he put this in his word to beware of in the list of things concerning and the signs. The final days before Jesus' return in Matthew 24, Jesus warned. He said, for nation shall rise against nation. Notice there's going to be attack from one to the other nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And you can read Matthew 24 again afresh for yourself. I'm just going to talk about mainly what we see concerning nation rising against nation. And Jesus said in the next verse, all these are the beginning. They're just the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's why we must be so rooted and grounded in the Lord who is love, saturated or our vessels like wise virgins, as he speaks about in the next chapter, chapter 25 of Matthew, full of the love of God. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And part of those false prophets are going to be liberation theology, where they base everything on their race, not on Christ and his kingdom, but on their skin color and their race, which has become very popular and prevalent in certain segments of the church world. In verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So all of this putting emphasis on your earthly ethnicity is part of the message of false prophets who are going to rise and they're going to deceive many. And iniquity, including seething hatred, which racist haters, people full of hatred, and the Bible says, if you hate, you're a murderer and eternal life does not abide in you. You are not saved. It doesn't matter if you were saved in the past. If you've got hate for anybody else, a person or a race, then you're not saved. 1 John 3:14-15. You're going to hell. You can go to church every Sunday and play the little game. You're going straight to hell and you'll never escape. You need to repent of all that seething hatred that you have toward this group or that group, white people, black people, and all that. I'm just going to come out and say what we're seeing, and any sane mind knows, is a great racism against white people. Europe, South Africa, now America, and people feel emboldened. Black Lives Matter was a psyops to make people think that their race is better than everybody else. Listen, we should all be proud of where we came from. But when you're thinking that you're superior to other people because you're so proud of your ethnic background that you came from either Shem, Ham, or Japheth, now I'm throwing some Genesis in there, without which we really don't understand the world and how it came to be. So you get so much pride in who you are and your ethnicity and your skin color that you start hating others or despising or looking down at them, that's going too far. Now, my Asian friends and my black friends and my Latino friends, I'm white, so they will tell you, if you ask them privately, that I always try to build them up in every way I can, and they ought to be proud in a certain small sense that they are Latino, that they are Filipino. My great friend Alan for decades is such a precious Filipino brother, and I send him Manny Pacquiao videos. I send him stuff that's good about the Filipinos. Same with the blacks and all the talent that is in the black community. But when you get to taking that and getting prideful about it, that you're part of this tribe or that tribe and not the tribe of the blood-bought body of Christ, you are over the edge, my friend. And God's calling you to repent and get your identity in Jesus Christ, and therefore it's going to be in his body and not based on somebody's skin color. There is no respect of persons with God. Romans 2:11. Have you memorized that? I mean, it's amazing how we will study and get stats on and do all kinds of research on things, but we won't research and embrace the Bible. That's the mark of somebody who's not right with God right there. Because David said, "Oh, how I love thy law." Did he not? Yes, he did. Job said what? Job said, "I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more than my necessary food." That's going to be Job 23:12. And again, let's look at Psalm 119, verse 97. "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." What is your identity right now, my friend? What is your identity? Is it Christ and his body? Or are you an idolater? Are you looking somewhere else other than to Christ as the first love of your life? Are you more proud of your ethnicity on this earth than you are rejoicing that Jesus saved your wretched soul by his precious blood and made you a new creature and called you to be his ambassador? Do you spend more time promoting and reveling in the glory of your race on earth than you do on the blood-stained banner, the cross of Jesus Christ and his people? If so, God is calling you to repent, my friend. And in the wake of some of the breaking news and current events, this scripture comes into focus where Jesus said, "Nation or ethnic group shall rise against nation or ethnic group, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." But first he said, nation is going to rise against nation. And we're seeing that in living color in the news, where people are attacking in hordes, in dozens of people, cowardly attacking, like a couple in Ohio recently. Bunch of cowards. They got to have 30 people to attack two people who did them nothing. And where are the voices calling out for justice to be done here? Where are those voices? I mean, think about if the colors were reversed in this situation. We see this continue to play itself out. And by the way, the honest, upright, Christian, conservative black pundits are exposing this from A to Z in the hypocrisy and the racism. If you only care about racism, quote unquote, when it affects your color, it's because you are an idolater. You are a racist hypocrite, 100% hypocrite. And that's one thing that ain't going to enter into heaven. In any second grader that's read the New Testament knows that Jesus will not have any relationship with anyone who is a hypocrite. That's one of the top things he hates. And when you're silent because somebody and some people are being destroyed and beaten nearly to death, but they're not your color, that reveals just how evil and hate-filled you are. And I don't care what you think about me. You can come talk to me eye to eye if you're man enough. And in most cases, you won't be, because you're weak because of your sin of hatred that you somehow justified. And it's all based on lies in most cases. I want to recommend here, let me give a little commercial, if you will, for Professor Thomas Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. Thomas Sowell, he's a black professor, and he really sets the record straight. It's only the truth, and when we embrace it, that can make us free. He talks about how racism began in Africa with the Africans, and it was ended by the white men in America. Isn't that interesting? Doesn't that expose so many lies and hypocrisy? That simple fact right there. When America was at the peak of its slavery of black people, it really wasn't because they were black, as Thomas Sowell explains. It was just a underprivileged culture that was enslaved by black Africans and it sold to white slave traders who brought those blacks over here. And now their ancestors are the most blessed, rich, prosperous blacks on the planet. And yet Satan, through the Marxist education system, has filled so many people with this victim mentality, and like the white man's putting them down. No, you're putting yourself down, and those who lied to you, perpetrated those evil lies in your mind, are the ones that are hurting you. And you need to come clean before the Lord and admit your own sin and stop blaming others for your lack of diligence to get out and make it happen. I mean, after all, we've had a black president for not for one term, but for two. Some of the most articulate, amazing people in our society and country are black. So what's your excuse? All of my black friends are much richer than me. I mean, that's not saying much. So they laugh at people that claim that they're underprivileged and they're being systematically discriminated against. Are you kidding me? But it lasts about 40 years because of the federal government's programs. You could get a job when somebody else of another skin color couldn't get it. So who's really being oppressed? That would be the question. And this brings us back to the verse, Matthew 24:7. Nation, ethnic group shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There is ethnic racism going on in America. And it's quite the opposite of what the news media, which is a evil, seamless arm of the corrupted, filthy federal government that's here to turn everybody against each other so that there's a civil war and they can come in and take over. Well, speaking of civil war, that's something you don't want to come your way, because the American patriots, it's been said, and I believe it's true, have more weapons and ammo than all the standing armies in the world combined. Let that sink in. For nation or ethnic group shall rise against nation. And again, imagine the outrage that would be happening if 30 white men and women beat up for no reason two black people. I only say that to underscore the utter hypocrisy of how people are just outraged, but it's only when their race or somebody in their race is being mistreated. Unbelievable. And then we got the lies of the news media, which again is a seamless arm of a satanic, corrupt government. And they're going to talk about the 9 black men who were killed in 2019 that were unarmed by cops. But what they conveniently leave out and make a fool out of a lot of people who go to seed on just a little information to the exclusion of the whole picture. In 2019, here's an example. The government stats show that 9 black men were shot by cops, 9 unarmed black men. During the same calendar year, 19 white men were killed, unarmed white men, by cops. And proportionately, that would be about even as far as the stats on crime. I'll let you figure that out. So why do we not hear from people until it's their own skin color being mistreated? Do you see how the prophecy of Jesus is unfolding right before our eyes? Well, you have people rising against other people, so much so that they won't speak out for the justice of other people, but only for those they claim and identify with as their tribe based on skin color. They are filled with soul-damning hatred and are racist hypocrites, every one of them. They run to defend Carmelo Anthony. This is an example of Jesus's prophecy coming about. Not one thing about the Carmelo Anthony murder. He's a cold-blooded murderer, period. I don't care what color he is. Anybody that knows that, I've got friends of every color. I've had folk get mad at me for that. I don't care. But when it's time to issue a rebuke, I'm going to obey God. The young guy he killed, these are 2 17-year-olds, was not offering any threat. And that's all been exposed by the facts. And yet, a whole segment of society went crazy to lie and to deceive and to try to manipulate the facts to somehow cover for this kid, this cold-blooded murderer, because of his skin color. Total hypocrisy and hatred. Pure evil. And if you're caught up in that, you need to repent, because you're making yourself out to be a fool that has no credibility, that you would dare jump to anybody's defense that is clearly and even admitted that he was a cold-blooded murderer. He had a knife, a large knife on him, and he knew that was against the law. He had already been cited and dealt with for that in the past. But yet, let me surmise that this young man, 17 years old from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he has been filled with so much propaganda that it's okay to hate certain parts of the human race, to disparage the people of God, the people that God made, because of their skin color. And so, in a way, I feel sorry for him, because he was emboldened to think it's okay to hurt these people. Just like in South Africa, they have auditoriums with 10,000 people in there chanting death to the white man. Just imagine, to underscore the hypocrisy, there was a European country that was crying out, having gatherings where they're singing songs of joy at killing black people. Just think of the outrage of the governments and of certain hypocrites that would be going crazy because these white people are crying out for and celebrating the death of black people. Are you kidding me? Again, if that's you, you need to repent, because you are not saved. God is holy and God is love. And he that loveth not knoweth not God. So whatever you got to do, Go on a fast until you're so dead you cannot sin or think in a sinful way. You better do it. Jesus warned you that nation shall rise against nation, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of that prophecy, because if you are, you are a hate-filled, lost soul. He that loveth not knoweth not God, 1 John 4:8, and you have no excuse for hating any part of God's human family. Isn't it amazing that white people, the new and selling people on that white people are the most racist. I don't know. I can't figure out why every single missionary, and I mean virtually everyone from Great Britain, Canada, Australia, and the United States over the last 100 or 200 years, every missionary, virtually everyone to Africa has been white. Now you think about that. If white, all white people hate blacks, then why do they risk their life? They leave their home countries to go minister and bring medical supplies, set up medical facilities and orphanages, and minister the gospel in Africa. You tell me why. Do you know anybody that's not white, including those who claim their color matters so much, that is a missionary to Africa? I've never met one. Now, I'm sure there are a few. Again, this is facts. Facts aren't racist. If you don't like facts, you don't belong on SafeguardYourSoul.com, the podcast, the website, or anything else. The gloves are off. I'm fed up with this stuff. Fed up with seeing people rise up against people fulfilling this prophecy, and they're on the wrong end of it, so they're going to hell unless they repent. And so this warning must be issued. Where are the voices of the people of God concerning the couple that got nearly beat to death? Did you see the face of that woman? I can't even watch this stuff. I get so upset. I don't care what the colors are on either side. You got to be kidding. Attacking a couple that did nothing to deserve that? 30 of you or whatever it was, attacking them? Stomping their head in the ground? What kind of an animalistic, evil, brute beast, as 2 Peter 2:12 talks about, are these people? They're made to be what? Broken and destroyed. Notice 2 Peter. This is the Bible, man. You don't like it? I don't care. Natural brute beast. Did you know that was in the Bible? Natural brute beast. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. Where are they going to go when they die? They're going to hell. And let me stop right here and tell you, some of my best friends are black. We drop our books out of my money and the money people give to this ministry, and it's not overfunded. Let me just put it that way to say it nicely. Every week go to black inmates. So if you're going to call me a racist, which I don't really care anyway, I'm going to stand on the truth whether you like it or not. And if you want to deal with me like a man, let me know. We'll face eye to eye. We'll see what you got. And how many white people, racist ones, if you're listening, are you ministering to? That's what I thought. None. I'm in Mexico. Everybody literally that I minister to is a dark-skinned Latino. So you can call me racist all you want. That's a joke. I need the comic relief, so go for it. How many best friends do you have that are a different color than you? That's what I thought. But these as natural brute beast made to be taken and destroyed. What does that tell you? They're going to hell. People acting like this, stomping and punching a woman, men and women doing it. What planet are we on? Well, we're on planet Earth. And Jesus said in the same chapter, Matthew 24 and verse 22 and 23, and except those days, and he's talking about the great tribulation, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And that includes what? Verse 7. It's going to include racism. We're seeing it. Iniquity abounding and nation or ethnic group rising against nation. Verse 22. This is all in Matthew 24. I want you to read that chapter over and over, maybe every morning this week. Verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So we're looking at and focusing in on verse 7. None of my commentaries really said anything about this verse. So we're seeing this prophecy come to pass before our very eyes, the seething hatred of ethnic groups against other ethnic groups, as if the other ethnic group owes them something, which is laughable. Nobody owes you anything. You owe it to God to surrender your life in real repentance with a completely sincere and pure heart and crying out to Him to break you, to deny yourself, to take up your cross and follow Jesus. And from then on, you live to worship and identify with Christ and His people and to serve God and others. not yourself, based on your stupid little identity in this earthly life, that's going to send you straight to hell. Because the only reason why you have that wrong identity is because you don't have Christ as your identity. That identifies you as a lost soul who is not born again and who is not abiding in Christ. And there's a lot of false pastors, most of them are false, that are going to tell you and lead you to believe that there's something else more important than Christ, that you need to take up the cause of your color and of your race, of your ethnic group. See, so they're actually on the wrong side, and so are those who listen to these complete frauds of this prophecy where Jesus said nation is going to rise against nation. Before I forget, we do have a podcast that's absolutely explosive, and it's titled by that verse, Matthew 24:7, nation shall rise against nation. I'm going to link that at the bottom of this post on safeguardyoursoul.com, or you can just look up nation shall rise in the search box on safeguardyoursoul.com and it'll come right up. Now, Jesus went out of his way to specifically cite this phenomenon, if you will, and this sin of hatred between ethnic groups. He chose to put this in his words, to specifically cite it as something involving the last days before his return. This is one of the many ways we know his coming is soon, when we see nation or ethnic group rising against ethnic group. Now, in my estimation, not every ethnic group that's rising against another ethnic group is the perpetrator. There's going to be a perpetrator, and I think we see it in clear color that there's going to be a responder. Some people call it fatigue, if you know what I mean, for being blamed for things that they're not guilty of for decades. How is that really going to end up in the long run? Probably not real good. I'll leave it at that. One of these men that was involved in the beating of the couple that did nothing to be beaten or harshly dealt with, there's no indication that they did. It was an unprovoked attack. They were attacked simply because of their ethnic group. They were white. Some have said, and the stats show, that white people are the most discriminated against people on the planet. Now, I happen to be white, so you could say, well, he's just being racist. That's fine. I doubt that's the truth, and I have to teach on these things, to cite these things, so that people can be recovered out of these sins before it's too late. I'm going to say it that way. One of these men was out on bond after he has committed some very heinous sins. And in my estimation, the judge needs to be accountable. In a real justice system, these judges that are letting people out of jail are giving them a $400 bail, which is what some of these racist attempted murder criminals got. They got out of jail for $400. Now again, put that shoe on the other foot. Reverse the colors and just picture the cities that would be burning. Why? Because we have so many hate-filled racist hypocrites. See, only they matter. Nobody else matters. See, and when you got somebody like that, you got a pride-filled narcissist who has no regard for the life of anybody else outside of his little tribe. And the same man who was let out on bond after serious previous crimes recently also, his family, in this typical, claims he's a good man. Really? How about asking all of his victims and their families if they think he's a good man? Amazing. Remember in Genesis 19, Lot went to the city lights. Many of us have done that. Well, surely I can make a lot of money there. There's so many opportunities. So we go to the city lights. When him and his uncle Abraham looked out over the horizon, Abraham asked him where he wanted to go. And he said, I'm going to go to the city lights. That was Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm switching gears here. I think it would be wise, if you ask me, I'm just talking as a man, to pray, Lord, where do you want me on your planet? I'm not so sure he wouldn't lead you out of those cities, because there's many dangers, internally and externally, that may be coming on the suburbs of the United States. People are saying America's going to be nuked. I don't have intel on that. I don't have time to go search all that rabbit trails. I've got to preach the word and warn the people. Preach, warn, teach, Colossians 1:28. But they're saying America's going to be nuked. That wouldn't surprise me. I'm just going to say that as a man. We've murdered over 60 million babies. We spit in the face of a holy God. We treat others like a people. piece of, you know what, dung. We hate people because they don't have the same skin tone as us. And yet some of the people with the same skin tone as you and I are the most evil people on the planet. And we've had more problems and hurts and attacks inflicted on us by people of our own color. And more nice people than can be counted that are of another color. See how stupid and unrealistic, irrational, and illogical it is to make your skin color your identity? Somebody once said some people can't get past their own skin color. They're trapped in that small-minded delusion. So Lot, by going to the cities, nearly lost everything. He did lose everything except his two daughters. He lost his own wife, and perhaps it was because of the evil and the rebellion she gained from living in that wicked city, which is comparable to America. Some would say America's even worse. But nevertheless, maybe, and you can factor it, that she learned a lot of evil, and therefore she turned back and turned into a pillar of salt, which I believe exposes once saved, always saved. It establishes that you got to endure to the end to be saved. She did not obey the command and the orders of the angels that came to get them out of that city just before God destroyed it, Genesis 19. And so she turned back, and God killed her and turned her into a pillar of salt as an eternal memorial to those and concerning those who turn back and do not endure to the end. Remember, in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says in verse 38 of the 10th chapter, Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back," if you don't endure to the end, if you don't abide or continue in Christ to the end, "my soul shall have no pleasure in him." And so if you're listening to me and you still believe this fairy tale myth of eternal security, God's calling you to repent, because this is going to poison your eternal soul and rob the fear of God out of you so that you don't endure to the end and you're going to die and go to hell, all the while believing the fairy tale that somehow you are eternally secure, which is a lie from hell. So the greed and covetousness, especially within the cities and the suburbs of the world, in this case America, they promise the availability and the dream, if you will, to obtain these trinkets, these fleeting castles in the sand, which most people that even claim to be Christians are building in this world. They're wasting their life, their time, and their money that God has given them on the fleeting trinkets of this world. Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth." That's a command. Now, before we read two verses here, remember, Jesus is not saying don't lay up treasure. Just wait, because he's going to tell us where to lay it up. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal." Don't waste your time. And let me stop right here. Don't we realize that minimalization is where the blessing is? Less really is more. How much did Paul and Peter and John really have after Jesus left the earth? How much do you think they have? Well, we read that Paul lacked, he was destitute of the very necessities of life, but the joy of God filled his heart. Why? Because he was about the Father's business, though he had little in this world. And that's like a huge hit to Americans, because we're all brainwashed to think life is all about going out there and making a lot of money and getting a house and then keep getting a bigger one and cars and all that. You can't find a woman, basically, that doesn't want a husband that's just going to give her the trinkets of this world. Not in America. She's not going to love him for who he is. She's going to love him selfishly because she doesn't know the Lord, even though many of them claim to know the Lord. She's going to love him because he's given her stuff. And godless, evil-hearted people have raised their little girls this way, gave them everything they wanted and never held them accountable or taught them the right ways of the Lord, to honor everybody around you and to build them up and to love them and to serve them. No, they taught them Barbie. Everything revolves around Barbie. And who do you think Barbie is in their little minds when they're playing with Barbie? It's them. See, so that teaches them, as Satan designed it, to believe that everything revolves around them, because they're the queen, they're the princess. That right there, and 100% of the cases, is a miserable woman. Why? Because you can't have joy and real happiness unless you're serving God and others. You are on this earth as God has spoken, and he made you to serve him and others, not yourself. And by the way, when you really repent, you're going to serve God and others. You're going to bring forth that fruit that's meat or proves that you have repented. Matthew 3:7-10. If you're not living today to worship God and love Him and serve Him and others. First and foremost, God. Second, not you, other people. You're not saved. You don't have the fruit of true salvation and conversion. You've never been born again. And if you have been born again, you've backslidden and you are a lost soul if you repent. And when you do repent, you're going to serve God and others. You're going to live your life to worship, praise, and cling to the Lord and His word, and go forth every day to serve Him and others as unto Him. Matthew 22:37-40. So then Jesus says, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. That's a command. Yet so many people all around us in the Sodom and Gomorrah suburbs of America live their life to get this and this new that, and to make sure they live in a big house. That's their dream if they haven't reached it yet. A big house? I'm sorry, how much of that house do you really use? You don't even walk on most of the ground in that house if it's over 1,700, 2,000 square feet, just as an example. Anyway, but lay up for yourselves treasures where? In heaven. What are you sending before you, if you're even going to go to heaven? What are you? Everybody's reward's not going to be the same. It's going to be according to your work, according as your work is, your work for the Lord out of a repentant heart, saved by and seasoned by the grace of God, in your worship of God, as you offer your life, your body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord. That's the crucified life. He's going to raise you up and cause you to produce fruit that's going to last for eternity. How much are you, my friend, contributing to the work of God, if anything? So let me ask you a question. You love God, but He gets how much of your money every month? Wow. In most cases, that's a big, huge wow. You shall know them by their fruits, Jesus said, not by their profession. Anybody, and most people who claim that Christ is their Lord, do not have the fruit to confirm or to prove such a statement. So, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So, is your treasure in heaven today, my friend? Is it? Greed and covetousness for the empty trinkets of this fleeting world is going to keep so many who were once saved out of eternal glory. Concerning Matthew, our main scripture, 24:7, for nation or ethnic group shall rise against nation or ethnic group. Brother Chad Johnson, a really good brother, he says this: we are definitely in a time when the love of others has grown cold. Wow, isn't that what Jesus said? Let's look at that in that passage. Remember, he said the love of many is going to wax cold. Right after he said ethnic group is going to rise against ethnic group, nation shall rise against nation, verse 7 of Matthew 24. Then verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound. That would include hatred. Well, I hate them because I was taught to hate them because they're black or because they're white or because they're brown skinned. Really? And you're going to claim to be a Christian? Because iniquity, sin, is going to abound. That's what we're seeing. And he included specifically racist hatred. And that would include a hypocrisy that we see of people denying that they're full of hate and somehow justify it because it's passed on from generation to generation in certain communities, and that curse has got to break. If you're a godly person, you will break that curse. And you know what? Get out and go roll up your sleeves and go help and lift up and give money to and feed the poor of those. Go out of your way to find those who you were taught to hate and go love all over them. Go lift them up. Go minister to them. If they're not saved, get them saved. Give them a track. Speak the word to them. Break off your sins by righteousness according to the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 27. So iniquity is going to abound. It's going to be abounding, overflowing abundantly in the final days, including people hating other folk, attacking them because of their skin color, unprovoked. Iniquity is going to abound, verse 12. And the love of many is going to wax cold. And that's what Brother Chad is talking about. The love of many is waxed cold. You got people that claim to be Christians that won't even speak out against this. They won't speak out against it because it doesn't concern their race, their so-called race. There's only one human race. And maybe they're afraid that the other people in their race are going to be mad at them. Unbelievable. So they're not serving God. They're serving serving himself and others. So, Brother Chad Johnson, we are definitely in a time when the love of others has grown cold. The love of your neighbor. Are you disparaging God's creation, my friend? The love of your neighbor has grown cold. So, he says that he believes that these prophecies, including Matthew 24:7, about nation turning against nation or rising up against nation, are being fulfilled before our very eyes. And I have to absolutely agree with our brother Chad Johnson. And listen, we didn't go into too much depth on this, but we've got to walk in the love of God as we close here. And it doesn't matter. And we've all got challenges. I was hated by blacks growing up. They were racist, hate-filled black people in New Orleans. From a little child, I've had to pray and obey the word by faith and in the love of God to overcome that. Some of you have been hated by other groups, but you've got to forgive and you got to love them. And those that have perpetrated hatred and are still doing that and still harbor hatred because somebody doesn't have your same skin color or culture. Wow. Imagine the animal kingdom. You've got the bird kingdom. How many dimensions and denominations of birds are there? Let's throw a few out there. Pelicans, sparrows, pigeons, eagles. How many of those different denominations of the bird kingdom actually hate each other or attack each other? Try zero. Yet you've got people created in the image of God, the whole human race, that are rising against, up against, and attacking and justifying hatred for people that are created by God and are in the one human race. But because they're a little bit different than you, you somehow justify being able to hate them. You need to get saved, my friend, because you're not. And it doesn't matter if you've heard and been brainwashed your whole life, like a lot of people have, to hate this group of the human race or the other group, whatever. You better repent of that and get it out of your life, because you're as sure for hell as if you were already there if you don't. Let us pray, my friends. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. And I ask you right now to forgive my sin of hatred and of hypocrisy, of racism, of despising in my heart and otherwise other parts and people of your one human race created in your holy image. Forgive me, Lord. I repent now, announcing my hatred as this, for the sin that it is, and asking you to wash me in your blood afresh, Lord Jesus. I return to you without reservation right now. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Now, Lord Jesus, please fill me with your love and let the fruit of love abound in my life. Love, joy, and peace toward all men. Bless me to live the crucified life. I am crucified with Christ from this moment forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.